need to know.
Welcome back. Episode 30 of the Grapes and Gorak Show, the Mimo episode.
Mimo.
Mewaldy Moore.
Oh, I just saw him somewhere. They're replaying a Pittsburgh Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
Wally Moore, he was awesome.
Yeah, he was good stuff.
Punt he was better returner. After he left our team. He always kind of looked good, though.
Oh, yeah, but he was a really good punt returner while he was around here, so that was always good.
Was that our good best 30? Do we have a 30 right now? Is CJ Ham 30?
CJ Ham is 30, I believe.
Hmm.
CJ Ham's 30. I don't think he's not 33. That would only be the other number. I don't think he is.
33 is Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, that's why I said he's not 33.
Okay. All right. You almost slipped up there. Yeah, 30. He's 30.
Boom.
CJ Ham episode.
CJ Ham episode. Get hungry, fellas.
Yeah, get some ham out. We're going to... Anything happen since our last episode? Newsworthy?
No. Did we talk about Rick Dennison on our last episode?
Yeah, we did. Okay. We checked that last coaching move.
Yeah. I mean, Antonio Brown.
He was doing Antonio Brown things.
Flacco got traded for a fourth-round pick.
That's something, yeah.
That's
Keenan lost his job. Very sad.
That fourth-round pick for Flacco, like, that's overpaying. Like,
that was a stupid move. I'd rather have Keenan, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't... Flacco's fine. Like,
they chose Flacco because he played more under center.
Wow. Okay. That's one way to do it.
So, but yeah, no other like moves or anything Vikings.
Yeah, nothing Vikings related I can think of.
Yeah, so.
So we'll just jump into what our topic was for today. We're going to do a mock offseason.
Yeah, we'll probably do one now and then one after free agency and everything. Yeah,
definitely one.
That'll just be for a mock draft, but.
Yeah, it makes it easier though. Like right now, it's so tough. Like if you go into a draft right now, you have so many needs, but like you're obviously going to fill some of them in.
In free agency.
But then it also makes the draft sweet because you have a lot of needs that you can take like any player.
Yep.
Almost any player.
Well, and we're going to do this on FanSpeak. We're doing the Ultimate GM. You can order this or you can just
like
do it.
$6 or something.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
I don't even know
what. I think maybe I saw like a one-time fee for like $20.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. I got it last year and then it renewed and I was like, oh, okay, whatever.
Okay, so yeah, maybe they have like a six, like every, if you do a yearly subscription, it's $6 or maybe you can pay it.
Lets you cut players, restructure contracts, sign free agents. And it's always different. Like every time I do it, there's like, these guys were re-signed, these guys were cut, these guys were restructured. So sometimes you end up with, you know, Jadeveon Clowney for agency. Well, sometimes he's not because sometimes they franchise tag him. So it's kind of cool. I mean, obviously, it's not like 100% accurate or anything.
But you can just like I just do like the mock drafts and everything. That's free. So you can go to fanspeak.com. It's a lot of fun. But yeah, we're going to start that. We'll do free agency and all the fun stuff. And
so before we start, I think we need to kind of think about what. Do the Vikings need going into the offseason?
Yeah.
Like, I kind of feel like you consider everyone that's a free agent off your team. Like, Barr's gone, Richardson's gone. Like, pretend they're all gone.
Yep. So, like, at that point, you need a three-tech D-tackle.
Yeah. You need if you don't get a three-tech, it's Jahlil Johnson. So, like, how do you feel about that? Who knows? And then, if you don't get another linebacker to replace Barr, it's Eric Wilson.
Yeah. So.
Those feel like holes to me, but...
Big holes.
Maybe Zimmer feels different. I don't know. Maybe he's a big fan of one of them guys. So I would say those two positions. I think we talked about we need multiple linemen.
Yep. 2-3 linemen.
Why don't we just go through like quarterback? Do you feel like there's any need? I mean, maybe...
I mean like developmental quarterback would be would be something to like check off on in the draft.
Yeah, I don't think it's something I want to go after in free agency or... Like high in the draft. Now we'll talk about it if all of a sudden Murray or Haskins is like sitting right there. We'll have a conversation. But for now, that's like lower. Running back, I think, is very similar.
You know, might take a stab at a later round guy if something happens.
Yeah, I guess some people seem to think that running back's more of a need because
Murray's gone.
Murray's gone, and I guess some people don't. Well, he's injury prone, and then like I don't know if everyone either knows about Mike Boone or like maybe just doesn't trust him because he's undrafted last year. He had a couple good plays and stuff. So maybe, I don't know, like if Murray would come back for minimum, would you take him back?
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe when we get to the
re-signing
thing, we can throw the minimum contract at him and just see what happens. I don't know, I've never tried it, see if he takes it. But those are like two minor ones.
Yeah, and like a third wide receiver is something we
I think we both want a lot. Yeah. an athletic tight end.
Yep.
And then on defense, we already talked about the three tech and linebacker. Corner, I think we're fully stocked.
The
safety, I don't even really see, like, maybe you draft someone in, like, the late rounds. Like, because I'm assuming we're going to cut Sandejo, but those would be the two. Yeah. D end?
You know, I almost want to play the draft. Like, I've been doing the draft like Spielman would, and if there's, like, an athletic edge rusher or something that falls in, like, the fourth round or whatever, or third round, you take them, you know, because the Vikings strategy seems to always be best player available. And if that's what happens, and so be it.
I mean, they say that, and I guess last year was pretty, like, Mike Hughes was not a need. I feel like the Treadwell year, they clearly went for need, which is maybe why
it backfired. So poorly. I think they're kind of going back to it, or going back.
But, like, you can't, feel like you can't just all, like, best player available. So, like, if all of a sudden a corner is there, like Murphy or DeAndre Baker or someone, you can't take them. You just can't do it.
No, I mean,
it's like you got to balance.
There's an offensive lineman who's like grades out closely to that quarterback, or at that point you call around, you make calls. Anybody want to jump up?
You could trade quarter,
cornerback or whatever. So
yeah, well, and it's like, what was I gonna say now? I totally forgot. Don't even know. But yeah, you'd have to, if someone's head and shoulders better. But like, I feel like cornerback and then probably safety is the only spot. Because, like, if you had a DN, like you said, if a really good DN fell, I mean, Griffin was a little suspect last year, and then Weatherly is in his last year. So you could end up going with Daniel Hunter and some DN that fell. But it just, if you're trying to build the best team for next year, it's really
slightly annoying. It's hard to draft an edge rusher.
Yeah.
Or, like, Kyler Murray, if he's there. Like, just stuff like that where it's like, yo, yeah, best player, but he doesn't really help me
this year. But like, if you're thinking like, well, if I draft Kyler Murray, maybe we're good for the next 15 years. You know, it's only 2 more years left on Cousins' contract. So
yeah. And it's very similar, difficult. But yeah.
And then also the draft, like, you have to be like, okay, do I think, like, if you think there's only 2 first round linebackers, if you don't think they're going to make it to you, then you need to take care of that need in free agency. That's where you have to, like, balance that. Like, since we don't know, like, we just listed like 4 or 5 holes, which ones do you fill in free agency, because you think you're going to get them in the draft. All of a sudden, you get to the draft, and
all of a sudden,
not falling the way you thought. You know?
And I'm sure that happens all the time for people. And it's just, you can't predict the draft.
Yeah,
it
seems like what Spielman tries to do is, like, at least somewhat fill all his needs. Like, the year we picked up Latavius Murray, but then Cook fell to us, and it was like, okay, yeah, we got Murray, and we were, like, okay at running back. Well, now we're, like, way better running back. So,
should be set for 8 or 9 years.
Yeah, instead of leaving yourself with, like, I feel like, again, the Treadwell year, we left ourselves with a gaping problem, and then we tried to fix it with a rookie, and it didn't work out. Luckily, Diggs and Thielen.
They showed up.
They kind of saved that, so. But should we jump into it?
Yeah, let's get ready to roll. Select your team.
We got to select the Vikings.
We're going to go with the Minnesota Vikings. That'd be a good choice. This is a Minnesota Vikings podcast.
Quality team, you know. You don't even want anything, but they try.
Well, you know, they're the 6th most winning team in NFL history.
Did my phone drop the internet?
Ooh, that's not good. We're having a little loading issues. Here it goes. I mean, buffering. This could get annoying. Could be really hard for you guys to listen through this.
Literally says the Vikings are negative cap space to start, which is not good.
Ooh.
But, so now, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to clear some cap space. Cut some guys, restructure. First thing I see Everson Griffin. I think we both want to restructure him. So, on this thing, you just do it, and it does it.
Oh, good
deal.
So,
with Griffin's restructure, he is now
at 5.
Cap hit is 4.4 with a 1.2 dead money.
Okay, so.
So it's like 5.6 against the cap before he was like 10.
Yep, so you shed $5 million off him.
Riley Reiff, what do you think about him?
Riley Reiff. Well, you know, you got to keep him.
I think
you
so, gotta too. Keep him. And I don't think you're in the position to really make him restructure because he still has a ton of guaranteed. And if we had like another avenue to get a cut, we're just so bad at line that you can't be cutting Riley Reiff.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, is he probably overpaid? And if we move to guard, he's really overpaid. We're just
It's not really worth saving $5 million.
No. Well, yeah, especially you'd be paying some money for him not to play. It would just be bad. Yeah. Kyle Rudolph is the, well, yeah, all these other guys I think we're going to be keeping. Rudolph, yeah. $7.6 million. You, doesn't let you restructure him because they're, this is it. This is the last season.
Oh,
so perfect. You can cut him and then we can try to renegotiate him on the next screen. But I think you have to cut him.
I was going to say, I think I like the idea of cutting Kyle Rudolph instead of restructuring him.
So
gone. We save $7.5 million there.
$7.5 million. Mike Remmers.
Mike Remmers.
He is $6.3 million against the cap. If we cut him, we save $4.5 million with $1.8 million dead money.
I want to try and get a lineman in free agency, and I think with the way to do that is you got to cut Remmers.
I think he's bad. So like,
unless you're trying to move him back to right tackle, which I don't think.
If he was paid backup money to be like your utility backup at any spot, great. But he's making $6.3 million, and I don't want him as a starter.
Yeah, and so I don't think he's a candidate to be restructured or anything like that.
Yeah, no. Because you have to restructure him so far down to the point where he'd be like, excuse me, you know? Like, with Griffin, you're going to, like, extend him out a little further and just lower the cap hits. With Remmers, it's like, dude, I don't want you unless you're making almost minimum. At that point, you got to cut him. Sendejo, $5.5 million, no dead money.
Cut him.
Sorry, he's
gone. I want Anthony Harris.
Yeah. So there's the two options. You have Harris, $2.5 million tender. We'll keep that. And then Rashad Hill. So you can keep him at $2.5 million, or you can just let him walk.
You know, I'm kind of a fan of Rashad Hill as kind of like a swing tackle, because you can probably save $2.5 million in August if he's not very good, if you find other people
to replace. That's true. Yeah, I don't think it's like a guarantee. I don't know how the tender works, but I'm guessing you can just cut him.
I would think so.
And $2.5 million for a backup swing tackle, like, he can fill in at left, right, if you get an injury. I feel like that's decent value. Yep. I mean, he's started games in the NFL. He's not terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not great, but...
But he'll do in a pinch.
Yeah.
At $2.5 million, you can do a lot worse than Rashad.
I think if you're cutting him, you're just going to have to sign someone else to do that job anyways.
So yeah. You might not get somebody as good for $2.5 million.
Or you're going to have to draft someone. So I think that's it. I think it should get us around $22.6 million in cash space. So I don't know if you see anything else. Not much to
work with.
Like, I think trying to restructure a bunch of these guys isn't super realistic, so I don't want to do it. Like, you could click it on a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
But it just seems kind of... I think the only candidates maybe would be Reef, and then some people have mentioned Xavier Rhodes. I'm not going to do it, but...
Okay, I like the idea of restructuring Rhodes, but I don't... If we're going to try and do, like, a real, kind of more or less realistic offseason, I think this is... Kind of what you got to do.
I think these are pretty logical moves that I think they're going to make. Like, Griffin's restructure makes a lot of sense.
Whether he'll do it or not remains to be seen.
Because you could cut him and not get any dead money. So it's like he either gets his $10 million he can still get, because you can just extend him out, guarantee him whatever's left. And then, so we will move forward. Let me triple check that. Yeah. There might be some other... No, there's not. Okay, so...
So we cut Rudolph and Sendejo.
Yeah, so there's some other stuff that the NFL does, but none of them really matter. Vernon Davis being cut, that's interesting, because he's a Cousins guy.
Yep, fits the need for athletic tight end, even though he's 48 and a half.
Yeah, God, he's old. Re-signing players. Let's go through them. Trevor Siemian, any interest in him?
Minimum? Yes, but yeah, I mean, it would have to be. Should we try? Can we?
Yeah, you hit that. I think a million's about the minimum. I don't know if it is, but it's pretty much the minimum.
I think 780 or whatever.
Should I offer him like 850 and see what happens? Yeah, we don't want to give Trevor Siemian too much money.
Well, we got other holes to fill.
I feel like he's a luxury because I don't
mind. I mean,
but if you allowed him for minimum, why wouldn't put him against them? Usually with these 1-year deals, I just guarantee the whole
thing. Yeah.
Rejected.
So you know what? At this point, I'd rather try and draft a developmental quarterback in the 6th, 7th round.
And then just have Kyle Slaughter as your backup.
I'm very comfortable moving forward with Kyle Slaughter as my backup.
Anyone else on here? So we have Amir Abdullah.
Yep. We'll get to him after we offer everyone else money, because I feel like he's also kind of a luxury. I think we should go through like Nick Easton.
Nick, I think that is the I guess we have the main guys down here. Yep. Should we just hit Nick Easton? Yeah. I would like to bring Nick Easton back.
Yep, I would like to bring him back too.
What do you think you got to pay him? $2 million?
Probably.
I've gotten him back before doing that, but I don't know if you could maybe try to do lower.
I was thinking lower, personally.
Okay.
Since he was hurt last year.
Hurt last year. He's not like he's
and it's not. And I don't think he was making much money before. Yeah. So I was thinking maybe one two.
1-2. We'll give him a shot. 1 year.
Because he was on his rookie contract before, and he was a late round pick, so he was not making much. Offer rejected.
Rejected. Ryan got cheap. Ryan tried to get cheap. Thought he could get him for peanuts.
Yep. Hey.
But you can still go back and up it.
Okay. Okay. What were you thinking about doing?
I was just gonna throw $2 million.
You're gonna go.
I mean, it's like Rashad Hill money.
Right on.
And again, if he's not the starter, he's like a backup that can play center. He can play guard. He's competent. Should we try 2?
Yeah, let's go 2.
We don't want to spend all of our money, though, you know? It's just...
No. We got big...
He took it. Okay.
He took it.
We got Nick Easton. We got Rashad Hill. We got, like, a lot of linemen, but we, you know, we need
to... We don't have starting linemen
yet. We don't have starters. We got the depth. Yep. The depth is there. Yep. Okay, let's talk about the two big names. Sheldon Richardson, Anthony Barr.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Dane Bailey and Ryan Quigley.
Why is Ryan Quigley on here?
I
think there's dead money on it or something.
Okay. But Sheldon Richardson and Anthony Barr.
Here's the predicament, I feel like. It's like, what do you think the draft is going to have? Like, what's going to happen in the draft? Like, if you guaranteed me Devin White would be there, I would just get Richardson and take Devin White. But if he's not there and Devin Bush is also gone, which I even feel like Devin Bush at 18 might be a little bit of a reach. Like, I'd rather trade back and then get him, which makes me kind of want to keep a linebacker, but then... Maybe we just go sign a Jordan Hicks or a Thomas Davis or something.
Yeah, and I was thinking about this earlier. I was going to throw out the idea of not signing either of them. Maybe going into free agency and then kind of looking around and, hey, maybe we do want to throw money at Barr. Mm-hmm. Or...
And I think at this point that's sort of what's going to happen because I don't see any reason Barr Richardson would be like, why not check out what's behind door number 2 and 3 and 4? Like, why you get all the way almost to free agency and then you're going to re-sign? I've never understood that.
Yeah.
Like that Colts guard, what's his name?
Glowinski.
It's like, dude, you were like a month away from free agency. Why didn't
you
just...
And you probably would have gotten paid.
Yeah. Oh, and at worst, you go back to the Colts with the contract you just signed? Like, yeah. I'm confused. But, so yeah, I think we let him walk. Yeah. And we see who's available. We see what we want to do. I really like the 3-tech draft class, so it's really hard to just... But if you got Richardson back for $6 million or something, maybe 1 year or something.
And you know, getting Richardson at $6 million does not... I really don't think it means we can't take a 3-tech.
Especially if it's like a 1-year deal. Now, if you sign Richardson to a 4-year deal, okay, we don't really want to be wasting a first round pick on that, but...
Which I don't want to bring Richardson back on a long-term deal.
Yeah,
really.
I don't think. Maybe a 3, but like
ideally it's year to year with me for him.
Yeah.
But like 2, maybe 3. Mm-hmm. I really don't want to go.
And again, this 3-tech draft class just looks too good to be re-signing him. He's good, but he's.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that could potentially be around when we pick
at 18. So. Let's move on from the two big ones. Let's go to some of these smaller ones. We'll start back at the top, I guess. Murray.
Latavius Murray. I'd like to bring back. I like the minimum. Should we offer him a mil?
Yeah, we can do that. Because I'm not exactly sure what the minimum is. So I wouldn't want to be offering him
much.
I feel like he's going to decline that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
so, you know, it's tough when you offer guys that have like, they're, you know, Murray's a decent player. Offer him minimum. The veteran he's minimum. Like, yeah, go fuck yourself.
Aldrick Robinson, Tavares King, yeah. Can find those guys on the streets. Jones, care. No. Compton, no. Tom Johnson.
I feel like let him go, and then if we want him back. Unless you want to try to offer him a million and see if he takes it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm fine with that.
Sherrills, so. No. Ioka, no. Bailey.
I'll tell you already, kickers in this little simulation are super annoying. I tried to offer him like $2.5 million and they refused to take it. So,
what's the franchise tag on Bailey?
I say we let it go and we'll deal with kicker later.
Or maybe we just don't even sign a kicker and we'll just
assume we picked up some dude for $2 million.
Yeah.
Because like a lot of times you'll see Steven Gostkowski's out there, Robbie Gould. There's a bunch of kickers and I literally will try to sign them and they just all decline my.
Oh, it's super perfect. Annoying.
I think their kicker thing's glitch. Okay. Now, the three guys we cut, Rudolph Remmersoneo. Any interest in bringing any of them back for cheaper?
Kind of interested in Rudolph.
Yeah, and I think I've gotten him before. I've gotten him back for like three-ish million. So if we wanted to.
I'd offer him three. What's our cap space at right now? We're still at like the 22?
20.6.
20 and a half million. And we're still looking at a three tech, a linebacker, couple offensive linemen.
We filled nothing so far.
We've still got all of our needs. And so, no, I'm not going to offer Rudolph anything.
Just let him leave? Okay. And we can always do it in free agency once we get there. So I think we're good here. Yeah. What did we do? We re-signed Nick Easton, right?
Yeah.
That was it?
That was it. We're letting everyone walk.
Get those comp picks.
We're not happy with our roster.
No, we want them comp picks.
Well, anyone...
So there's some re-signings, a bunch of nonsense happens.
Yep, Foles franchise tag. That's too bad. There goes our quarterback situation.
All right, let's see who is available.
Teddy Bridgewater, biggest name on the board.
Right behind Tyrod Taylor. Hmm. So let's look at what positions. Let's talk. Should we go offensive line first?
Yeah, let's look at the offensive linemen.
I would say the two big names, Darrell Williams, right tackle.
Yep, out of Carolina.
Donovan Smith, left tackle.
Tampa Bay.
Trenton Brown's the tackle from the Patriots, right?
Yep.
And then Juwan James, right tackle, Miami.
Yeah, I was reading some stuff about Trenton Brown, and apparently the only reason he really looked good as a left tackle was because Brady got the ball out in like 2.5 seconds.
And he doesn't fit us at all. He's way too big and
he's 6'8", 350.
He needs to be like in a more power run defense.
He's more of a Phil Loadholt type than
what we're looking for, than a Brian O'Neill type. Now, if we take, so that's offensive tackles. If we were to sign an offensive tackle, let's say you sign a left tackle, that means Reese moving inside.
Yeah.
If you sign a right tackle, I would probably think O'Neal's moving to the left and Reese moving inside.
I'm more or less interested in the guard and centers.
So no one's moving.
For the time being.
So guards, looks probably the main one is just Roger Saffold. He's available. A few other names, but they're not very good. Center, we have... So Paradis is there.
Yep.
And then it's Mitch Morse and some other guys. So
A.Q. Shipley, he was the Cardinals center, I believe.
Is he any good?
I think he's just one of those... One of those guys.
Just a guy. So I'd say out of that group, I like Paradis, Roger Saffold the best. If we did go tackle, I think Darrell Williams, because he's young. But let's take a look at the D-line. Grady Jarrett, Sheldon Richardson, Muhammad Wilkerson.
Henry Anderson, we mentioned him. Is Corey Legit cut on this?
It does not look like it, which he should be because he was actually legit
cut.
See what I did there?
Yeah, that nice pun. I like that pun.
So he's not. So we would pretend like he got picked up by someone, you know. One of our other bigger holes is linebacker. Barr's there. KJ Wright, Thomas Davis, Perriman, Jordan Hicks.
Jordan Hicks is there.
We can hit some of our smaller needs like tight end.
Tight ends.
Jared Cook. Jesse James, Kobe Fleener, Max Williams, my boy.
Max Williams.
But there's like Vernon Davis was cut in this simulation.
Uzuma, the tight end for the Bengals, kind of fits that athletic tight end.
And then receivers, if we wanted to pick up like a speedster receiver.
Tyler Lockett.
Why is Tyler Lockett out here?
I think they must have cut him.
That doesn't make any sense.
But he's there.
There he is. He's looking good.
Tyrell Williams.
Yeah.
Terrell Pryor. Chris Conley.
Rashad Perriman. Usually John Brown's on here, but it looks like Smoke Brown got kept this time.
Ooh, that's too bad.
I mean, Torrey Smith's even a speed guy. So, all right. So
which we should look at the guy. I think we offer. I'd like to go after Paradis.
Yeah.
Him first.
I'd prefer him over Saffold myself.
Yeah, just and then age and the fact that I think I'm likening the idea of moving out flying over to guard.
And or fighting for his job.
Yep.
Paradis, what are we thinking? If you look at like recent centers.
I would say, so it'll probably be like a 5-year, $50, $55 million deal, I would think.
So the highest average per year center is Ryan Jensen, $10.5 million.
Okay.
With 50% of that guaranteed. I feel like something similar. So yeah, 550 with half of it guaranteed.
Yep.
Which isn't, even though you're offering him $10 million a year, his cap hit, which this is basically Eric Kendrick's contract, because he was 5 for 50.
Yep.
But Kendrick's cap hit in year one is only like 6 something. So okay, if we offer him this, we're not actually losing $10 million a cap. You'll notice it if he accepts it. It'll actually be, because it's going to be backloaded some.
Right on.
So, but we can throw, what are we doing, $10 million? Or yep,
per year? $10 million per year over five.
5 years, and we'll guarantee half of it.
Yeah.
And offer. Okay, so there's one guy we have attempted. Doesn't tell you to move on to the next screen. So
okay,
we got some other offers.
Okay, well, that sucks that you can't put like multiple offers out there.
You could. What do you mean?
Well, like, so what if, yeah, but like, what if I wanted to offer Morse a contract?
Right.
And then you get both of them.
I've never done it, so that would scare me.
Yeah.
Be so like, maybe like, which one do you want to accept? I don't know. But,
okay. And then, okay, so.
So I think for the offensive line, I think getting just one of the top guys is enough.
Yep. Yep.
Because we already brought back, not that they're stars or anything, but Easton and Hill. I assume we're going to draft a guy. And then you have, you got a lot of talent to work with then.
Yep.
So now we got to talk D-line. I think we got to talk three tech. Do we just roll into the draft? Or do you want to try to grab a guy? Or
I mean, if we're going to grab a guy, it's going to be Henry Anderson, I think. Kind of a lower tier guy.
But like, that we cheap. Think can be good?
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm.
How old is he?
I think he's in his physical prime. I think he's only like 26, 27. In his
physical prime. Is that what that's called?
Oh, yeah. 2015 third round pick. 27. So
6'6", 300 pounds.
Seven sacks in a 3-4 scheme?
It's impressive.
Well,
I don't know.
Don't think we're going to be able to get him for as cheap as I thought.
I don't think we will. But, so do we want to offer him? Or do we want to go look at linebackers?
Let's look at linebackers. And
so I think our favorite of this group is the Jordan Hicks, but I think he's going to be kind of expensive.
Okay, how about Denzel Perryman? I know he's hurt a lot.
But he's decent when he plays.
Yeah. And he's younger. He's fast. Can cover.
What do you think he'd cost?
I think maybe around like 3.5-4 mil.
For you want to just do like a 1 year prove it
deal? Yeah.
Should we throw that at him, see what he does?
Absolutely.
Like that?
Yep. 3.5.
3.5, 1 year.
Fully guaranteed.
Fully guaranteed 1 year deal.
Yep. Go and prove it. And then
did we want to try to lowball Henry?
Do we get another round of free agency after?
There's 10 days of free agency.
Okay, why don't we just make those offers right now?
And see, that way we don't end up with too many guys that we don't want to mess with. Okay, so we're going to submit. So right now we're going after Matt Paradis and Denzel Perryman.
Yes. Yep.
Both were declined, and Paradis went to New England.
Ooh.
That makes no sense.
And accepted a 3-year offer of 1.6 per year.
I've never seen that happen before.
That is unbelievable.
Okay. I mean, that seems like
a
broken system.
Yeah, because we paid them $10 million.
Yeah. I've never seen that happen before in this thing. So, but anyways, he took less, whatever.
He wants to win.
He wants to go cheat with the Patriots, you know?
So, Mitch Morse still there?
Mitch Morse is there. Saffold's still there.
I prefer Morse over Saffold.
Okay.
Based on age, money, and the fact that I want to move Elfline over to guard.
Why do you think Elfline will be better at guard?
Well, he graded out better as a guard in college. And really? I don't think he's strong enough to hold up against nose tackles in the NFC North. He's going up against Snacks Harrison, Kenny Clark, and Akeem Hicks.
Like, is Morse a good fit in the zone scheme?
Yeah, because he's from Kansas City, and I believe they ran more or less his own scheme.
26 years old, I like that. So should we throw him something?
Yep, I think we offer him 5 years, 45 mil.
So what is that per year?
9 mil.
Nine, so a little cheaper?
Yep. A little cheaper, a little younger. Guarantee half of it again. Okay, so we'll do that. And
yeah, Perryman did not take her deal, but he did not sign with anyone else.
Do we want to move on to the next candidate, or do we want to keep going after him?
I think he wants a lot. I feel like he wants similar to like even what Jordan Hicks would want.
Okay. There's a name we're familiar with, Emmanuel Lamar.
Yeah, that's not good when Zimmer like just lets you leave.
True. So
Barr got signed. I see he's gone.
Yep, Barr did get signed.
I didn't see where he went.
Me neither. Yeah, KJ Wright there. Grady Jarrett's there.
Still sitting there. I mean, if we lose out on our offensive lineman again, I mean.
And he's still there. I mean, maybe you take a stab at him.
Just call it a day. I kind of think linebacker is what I'd want to sign.
Thomas, right now, with what's available, I see Wright, Thomas Davis, Perryman, Hicks. And I might even take a stab at Damian Wilson, who played for Dallas.
Interesting. I don't know who that is.
Former Gopher. That's the only reason I don't know who he is. But he was a fourth round pick, and I think he started for the Cowboys last year.
Playing what? They had Vander Esch, they had Jalen Smith.
And Sean Lee, but Sean Lee's always hurt.
Oh. Okay. I don't like him.
Not a fan. All right, that's fine.
Only because I don't know, never heard him.
Perfect. Trash. Right on, let's go.
I don't know. This is bad. I've never seen Paradise get scooped like that. That's upsetting.
That's fine. We got a backup plan.
I think Hicks is the best of this group, but you could get Wright or Thomas Davis hurt cheaper. I think Perriman's going to want too much.
Okay.
So do we want to go cheaper with one of the older fellas?
Yeah, and who do you prefer, Wright or Thomas Davis?
I think I like Wright, maybe. I guess I don't care. Whoever we can get.
Yeah.
What do you think? We'll throw someone to KJ Wright?
Yeah. Well, what are you thinking? What do you think gets him?
$3 to $4 million for one year? Yeah.
If you really want to get him, you offer him 4.5.
Yeah. Should we throw 4 and see what happens?
Just throw 4 at him, see what happens.
I don't think I've ever attempted to get KJ Wright, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I have no idea what he's going to want or anything like that.
Do we want to throw something at a receiver or a tight end?
Oh, what do we got here going on down here?
You could probably throw peanuts at like Vernon Davis or Max Williams.
Jesse James.
Yeah, like I think most of these guys, I mean, Jared Cook's gone. Rudolph's still sitting there. But I think you could probably get one of these guys for $2 million, $3 million.
Yeah, do you prefer to get someone new or do you want to try and get Rudolph back?
I feel like I'd like to get both these guys right here, Rudolph and Williams.
Yeah? You want to try and get Rudolph and Max? And then you're going to roster 4 tight ends next year?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe we just get Rudolph and look in the draft. I just wish we had a better tight end. I don't like Rudolph's good, but he's just...
I don't mind Morgan going in with Morgan and then... Getting someone in the draft.
Yeah, but like, say you get a third round tight end. Like, there's no guarantee he's going to have any impact next season.
Okay, that's fine. I don't mind starting David Morgan.
I don't mind it either, but I wish we had a guy that could stretch the field a little bit.
Yes.
So, like, why not just grab a Vernon Davis or Max Williams for $2 million? Now you have, Rudolph is just so similar to Morgan.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a taller, worse blocker, but he's not stretching the field any.
True. True. And so, yeah, I mean, I'd rather get somebody who can stretch it at that point, not both of them. Max or Vernon Davis. And I think we're more likely to get Mac or Vernon Davis.
I think it'd be easy, too. Then you could draft someone in the third or fourth and just have Vernon.
And I think you give Vernon Davis 1.5.
You think you get him for 1.5? We'll throw him 1.5.
Oh.
Probably should put the last 0 on there, though.
Oh, yeah, that might be good.
100%. Jeez. Not listening. And then any interest in looking at a receiver?
Yes, I am interested. Mike Wallace stretches the field.
Field stretcher.
Kevin White.
No.
Field stretcher.
Trash.
Chris Conley. Philip Dorsett. Rashad Perryman. Jeff Janis
stretches the field. Jeff Janis.
Oof. Big.
There's Jeff Cordero Janis guy down there.
My lucky Whitehead.
Yeah, it's all garbage down there, so I don't know.
What do you
Crowder if you wanted a slot, but that's I don't really like that fit. Well, I've always been big on grabbing Perriman.
Yeah, but I see it throw $4 million at a third receiver, and God, I guess for some reason I just feel like I want to draft all these guys, but
that's the thing. Four, I feel like in your picks, head you're thinking,
but you only
I
have could four just get picks a cool in receiver. The first 5 rounds.
Yeah,
that's like, we don't have a fifth.
And I'm pick. Not, and I also don't trust a fourth round. I'll just draft a fourth end receiver. That dude could just be garbage.
Yep.
Like, I don't trust
happens
it.
Happens time and time again.
Like, I don't want to sign a tight end because I'll just draft a guy. That dude could just be garbage. Like,
yeah, it's not
if like we can fill our needs with, like, cheap veterans and then draft guys, the only problem is we're, like, guaranteeing all these contracts. So, but they're 1 year.
Yeah. They'll bounce. Checks will bounce.
But maybe you can get a guy for $2 million. I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm
looking at. Should we just sim a day and then see who's still available? And
yeah.
Because what do we got offers out there? We got Mitch Morris. We got KJ Wright. KJ Wright. And Max. And Vernon Davis.
And Vernon Davis.
Hopefully we get somebody. All right, we got Mitch Morris and we got Vernon Davis for
right on.
1.5 mil.
I like
Ryan
that.
Ryan with the low ball offer. I like that.
Well, I mean, he's 37.
Oh, yeah, he's on not, his last legs. Yeah, I mean, but he's still an athletic tight end, and him and Kirk Cousins had great seasons together.
Yep,
I think it's very likely that they cut him, too.
Yes.
I mean, they don't.
And I would not be upset about getting.
Because now, like, that doesn't, it doesn't stop you from signing anyone either. You know, that doesn't, like. In the draft, I mean. Like, Vernon Davis isn't blocking.
Yeah, no, I mean, you lose $1.5 million, you lose $1.5 million.
Yeah. But we did not get our linebacker, so now our big hole still
is three tech.
And linebacker.
And linebacker.
And then I would think we both agree that third receiver is a bit of an issue.
Yep. And so, athletic tight end will cross off on our list.
Yep.
We got one out of our three.
Yeah, but I think the main one. But we do still have a decent amount of money, so we... 13.7 left.
Well, and we need
Roger Saffold still out there. Juwan James is still out there. We did want to go back and get a second lineman and then just focus on
defense and everyone else in the draft.
You know, three tech Richardson is still out there. And at linebacker, pretty much the same guys.
Still there.
Yeah,
Jordan
Wright,
Hicks,
Thomas Davis, all the same guys.
You want to lowball Jordan Hicks right
now?
Yeah,
let's throw something at Jordan Hicks. I mean, he's injury prone, so maybe he will take something. What do you think? Like,
3.5?
I don't think you're getting it for three and a half.
That's fine.
Do we want it for more than
1 year?
I feel like that's someone you'd want longer. But maybe if it's a prove it deal, maybe.
No.
Since he wants to re-enter the market.
No, I don't know. You always see those weird deals where it's like, God, why did he take that?
Yeah, no. Well, even like Sheldon Richardson last year, it was like, oh, okay. One year for like, I mean, it was decent money, but it was still not like his big contract he was probably expecting.
No.
Okay, to look back at the receivers, it doesn't look like many people are gone. They're probably, should we just lowball one of these clowns?
You wanna lowball either Chris Conley or Philip Dorsett? Couple burners, or do you want to lowball Beasley, or do you want to lowball Ryan Grant? I'm just talking about slot guys.
I want a straight line speed guy.
Right on. So it's either Dorsett's smaller, straight line speed, but Chris Conley's a little taller. Can I point the ball? Not as fast as Dorsett, but he's got wheels. Yep.
Nope. Who do you like better? I guess
I just like Chris Conley better because I liked him as a prospect.
Okay. Well, let's throw him. What do you want to throw him? 1-2.
Yeah, 1-2. Because he was a fourth round pick. I mean, he wasn't making much last year to begin with.
He had to be making like nothing.
Yeah.
I would think he's going to be taking like a minimum, unless I don't know, maybe someone just falls in love with that speed.
Oh. So I think he's only like 26. So
we threw out low ball offers to Jordan Hicks and Chris Conley.
Yep. Do we want to look at offensive linemen? Like you said, Saffold's still there. Scroll up.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I could have sworn Juwan James was still there. But
Juwan James.
Although the rest of the tackles aren't great. Just Juwan. Yeah, and a guard. It's really just Saffold, I think, at this point.
Fluker's just one of those guys.
It's kind of just a... I'd rather have that, like, Fluker as a backup, you know. I get the Vikings could clearly be stuck with some of these guys as starters, but we're aiming high here, you know.
So we have 13.7 left.
But, like, if you look, so we paid Mitch Morris $9 million a season. His cap hit right here is only 5.4. Yeah. I don't know how that's like, completely screwy, but, like, it does compare right to the Kendricks deal. Kendricks was 5 for 50, but his cap hit's only 6 because it's all backloaded.
Yeah.
So, like, if we did offer Saffold the same contract we offered Mitch Morris, it'd be 5.4. We have 13.7.
Yeah. Did we want to offer Saffold 5.50?
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Just see if we can't just rebuild that.
It wasn't really like what we talked about. Yeah, we didn't really say we're going to do that, but the way the contracts kind of fell, maybe that's the way to do it.
How
old is he? Is he?
Oh no, we don't. Maybe he's like 32.
Yeah, I feel like he's a little older on the older end.
I feel like you might have to give him a longer term deal.
He's 30.
30.
And also, as long as you keep, so let's say we guarantee half of it, that's $25 million guaranteed. You're probably only 2.5 seasons into his contract, and you could cut him for nothing.
Yep.
Similar to what we did with Reef and Remmers.
Yep,
so,
let's do it.
Should we do 5 or 4 or 5?
5.
Yep. And we'll just do 50% again?
No. Yep. Maybe 60.
You think 60?
Maybe 60. Give him a little more guaranteed.
That's 30 million guaranteed.
Yes.
Okay. So now we have Hicks for, we're trying to lowball, Conley lowball, and then we offer him Saffold, I think, a reasonable deal.
Well.
So should we push forward?
Let's forge ahead.
Saffold, we got Jordan Hicks for $3.5 million.
There you go.
Look at you.
There you go.
And clearly this is just, oh, that Conley. Okay. Conley got 3.6 from the Rams. Interesting.
Okay.
And Saffold just declined. He's not off the table.
I want to go back to Saffold.
Okay.
Now that I've got my 4-3 linebacker, I want to go ahead with maybe thinking I can get a 3-tech in the first.
Yeah.
And a wide receiver in the second, maybe at this point.
I mean, that was a surprise to get Jordan Hicks for that much.
Yep. Very surprising. Or do you want to go out there and get Le'Veon Bell or Teddy Bridgewater?
LaMarcus Joyner. There's Saffold right there. I think, well, we got our linebacker. We got one lineman. Yep. The big hole right now is 3-tech, but I think we like that in the draft.
Yep. I really don't mind a hole at 3-tech.
Any interest in Juwan and moving over Reef or just
no? I have zero interest in moving Reef over if at all possible.
Yeah. So I say we hit him again.
Say we hit.
What do we have? Let's take a look at our cap space.
10.2.
So, do you want to get up into the 12 million range, 11 million range?
If we do that, shorter years.
What about 12 for 4 years?
12 for 4, guarantee 50 of it, or you want,
Let's roll. This pushes Elfline to guard. I would say battling Nick Easton for his job.
Yes.
Because you're going to have Mitch Morse playing center and Saffold at one of the guard spots.
Yep. Nope. I think you are absolutely right. And I like that. I like that going in.
Oh, yeah. Why not make him do that? I think that's it. That's all we're going to be doing.
Yep.
We'll just offer that and see what happens. We got him.
We got Saffold. So we got two offensive line. So our offensive line going into next year is...
Left tackle, Reef. Unless we flip him, but we'll say
Reef. So Reef Remmers. Yep. Or Reef O'Neal. Sorry.
Yep.
Sorry. Reef O'Neal. then Easton.
Or Elfline. Whoever Elfline wins the battle. Or draft pick.
Yep.
Center
is Mitch Morse. Right guard is Roger Saffold. Right tackle is O'Neal or Reef.
Mm-hmm. And we have Rashad Hill as our backup to each tackle spot.
Yep.
We've got the loser of Elfline Easton backup to each guard or center spot.
Yes. Which
so we've
is
got
phenomenal.
Flexibility all over the place. And yeah.
I mean, I like that line. Where did Le'Veon? Oh, he clicked too fast.
I clicked. Le'Veon went somewhere.
No, he just went somewhere.
So our signing so far, Mitch Morse, Vernon Davis, Jordan Hicks, Roger Saffold. Now, the one thing I would say is I think Jordan Hicks for $3.5 million is pretty unlikely, but weirder things have happened. You never know. Maybe people don't like his medicals. Maybe, who knows, maybe the PFF community is higher on him than the NFL is because they're the ones that really love him. Right. Anything else we're missing? So I think the holes we still have are 3-tech.
And third wide receiver.
Yeah, and...
And running back. Let's go to running backs.
Yeah, if we want like a... I mean, Amir Abdullah is still out there as a kick returner slash...
Who would you like as a...
Murray's still out there. I mean, what do we have for cap now once we did Roger Saffold? 1.8. We can't. I think we have to stop.
Yeah.
We don't even have a kicker yet, so I feel like should just be done.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think this...
We're pushing it here?
I don't think this will happen, but if it did, hell yeah. If we got... I mean, I don't think Mitch Morse is thought of as high as, like, a Paradis. So getting him and Saffold, I don't think that's super crazy. If we went, like, the Reef Remmers route where we just said, screw it, we're going after offensive linemen.
Yeah.
The Hicks thing, okay, it could happen. And then Vernon Davis is easily could happen. So.
Yeah. Not bad.
We will skip the rest then and move to the draft.
Yep. And here we go.
We'll do all 7, I guess, huh?
Yeah, we'll do all 7 towards after the round 4, or more or less.
It'll be more of the position we take more than the player because we're not going to know some safety in the 7th round, but we'll say we need a draft to develop a guy.
Yeah, never know. Names fly around all over.
What draft board would we like to use? Should we use Matt Miller's?
Yeah, that's usually the one that I use.
It's someone I've heard of. I don't know any of these other people. So next. Which board should the computer use? I also like random.
No, the same as...
Same.
Probably stay the same once you...
I don't know. Think? The other one I have, like when I do the other draft, you can do multiple. So every computer has a different draft board, which I like the best, but it doesn't let you do that when you're doing the Ultimate GM thing. So should I just do same so everyone's on the same board or random so they have a
No, let's do random because everyone all... Yeah, because no one ever goes into the draft at the same
time. Yeah, no one would ever, so... We'll do difficult.
And that's just for like the algorithm on like who knows where and how it's... How like...
How smart the teams are, not letting like ridiculously good players fall and stuff, I'm guessing. So
yeah.
A difficult algorithm.
And spontaneous and stuff like that.
Yeah. So we will hit to start the draft. So we're pretty much hoping, need-wise, we want receiver, three tech. But hey, if someone else falls...
Yeah, we'll just have to figure it out.
Yeah. All right, it's starting off normal. Although Quinnen Williams is still has not gone yet.
Oh, that's not good.
We're going to have like some ridiculous mock.
Oh, all right. Pause it. Do we want to trade up and grab Quinnen Williams? No.
Too late.
Too late.
Had Oliver still there.
Wow. Oh, there you go. Eagles
offered
two twos.
And two fours.
And two fours.
The Falcons offered a two, a three, and two fours.
Not intrigued with either of them.
Not intrigued. So we are sitting on the clock, and we have...
We have Ed Oliver.
Jeffrey Simmons. Christian Wilkins, Jerry Tillery. Almost all the three techs are still here.
Yeah.
So you could take one, or do you think you could get one in the second and take Marquise Brown right here?
Ooh.
Look at an offensive line, which I don't think we need as much. I mean, some pretty good ones here, too. Dillard, Little, Reisner, they're all... I wouldn't hate it if we Vikings got stuck with those guys, you know?
Yep.
Those guys are more later. Linebackers, White's gone, but Devin Bush is still there. But with Jordan Hicks... I mean, you could use Jordan Hicks for a year and then move on to Devin Bush, but...
Or you could use both of them and...
Well, for now, yeah. I mean, you're not playing Gideon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
then you're... And then also, if someone gets hurt, you're not playing Eric Wilson as your, you know, your other...
Emergency guy.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking take one of these three techs.
Yeah, I think it's staring you right in the face.
And at three tech, I'm thinking Oliver, Wilkins, Tillery, and... I don't know. The thing is we both really like Christian Wilkins.
It's we both really like him. It's really hard not to take Oliver. He's staring in the face. Yeah, he's supposed to be, but
he seems to be like one of those big physical guys that everyone seems to talk about.
But didn't really produce this.
Yeah, I mean, he sat out a couple games due to injury. But like, is he one of those guys where he's just all hype? And as I was saying earlier, like if you don't trust the tape and trust your eyes and you reach for somebody that, or not reach, but grab somebody like that, like it could just end up blowing you in the face.
It's so hard with how good Wilkins looks on tape. Like the way, I just think he looks again, like he doesn't have the body type. He doesn't have the measurables, but he makes plays.
Yeah. And he's out there taking handoffs and stuff like that. Yeah. Scoring I saw touchdowns. That too.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, we're looking at Oliver 13 and a half sacks in his career.
Yeah.
Five and a half.
53 tackles for a loss.
Christian Wilkins. I just want to make sure that like maybe the tape is lying.
I don't think so. You see that national title game and he just pops. Oh.
I mean, five and a half sacks, five sacks the last two seasons. But tackle for loss, I think, Ed Oliver kind of blew him out of the water.
Yeah. But he's also playing against lesser competition.
Not this last season, though. 14 and a half for loss, three sacks, where Wilkins had 14 and five and a half.
And Ed Oliver's out of Houston.
Yeah.
Where he should be dominating.
Yeah, he should be dominating.
And
maybe we're biased, but I think Wilkins.
I think you got to trust him. I mean, we both like his tape. I think you got to go Wilkins.
In this mock, Ed Oliver's fallen. Maybe there's a reason. A lot of people think it, you know. So I think we go Wilkins here.
Yep. Love it.
The 18th pick with Christian Wilkins.
So we check off that three tech slot. And look at that. He's still falling. Hasn't been picked yet.
What is happening? There he goes.
The Raiders took him. I like that. They passed on him twice. Still got their guy. John Gruden would say that.
That's
too.
Similar. You know who that's similar to is that linebacker that went to 49ers. Everyone thought he was like a top five talent, top 10.
Reuben Foster.
And then he went 30th. And everyone's like, what was that about? It's like, oh, wait,
He's a pile of shit.
Yeah, he's a trash human being. He beats women
and not John a good teammate. Lynch
bragged about getting him. So round two, I think I think Hollywood Brown left.
Yeah, he went to the Colts.
We got 18 more picks, though. Computers run a little slow, but that's okay. You know, we'll just, you know, there we go.
But we've checked off everything so far, which is fantastic.
Devin Bush is even still available, but we're just starting the second round, so let's roll that. There goes Simmons to the Cardinals, Bush to the Raiders. Whew. Bush and Ed Oliver.
Oof.
Way to go, John. I didn't even see what the other picks were.
Yeah, scroll back up. See who they got.
Should we take a look at the Raiders?
Yeah, they got they got the quarterback of the future. They got Dwayne Haskins.
They took Haskins.
Yep.
And then
so they got Haskins, Josh Jacobs, Ed Oliver, and Jeffries or and Devin Bush.
That's like
way to go, John Gruden. I don't mind I'm proud that at of you, all. Fella. So are we?
We are on the clock. If we look at receiver. I mean, I don't know what DK Metcalf's doing there still, but you know.
I don't know. I mean,
doesn't really fit what we need, but he could be another. I mean,
AJ Brown's a slot one.
Yeah, AJ Brown's a slot.
Ridley's
like Debo Samuel.
I like Paris Campbell and Debo Samuel as our burner bill.
Mm-hmm. But let's look at some other positions. See if a tight end fell. No tight ends fell. I mean, there's some good ones, but not second round worthy. Offensive tackle, nothing really.
Nothing too good. McGovern.
I do really like these two.
I'm a big fan of Elgton Jenkins.
Yeah, I think he's a great fit. Same with Bradbury, he's a really good fit too. Yep. We don't need alignment as bad as we thought.
Let's look at it. Let's look at it. That
Dexter Lawrence
could fill, could replace Linval Joseph.
Yeah, that him falling to the seconds. You could get both the Clemson DTs, and then just Linval. You could. I bet you could cut next year with no dead money.
Oh yeah.
Be the heir apparent. Off the edge, I don't see anyone that fell.
No.
Linebacker, you're kind of down to the second tier.
Yeah, if Mack Wilson was there, I'd be
it's a
be
shallow linebacker draft.
That's why I'm kind of going towards the idea of re-signing Barr.
Or getting someone.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you're not getting Bush, who, again, I think we both think, so, at this point, maybe a little bit of a reach, more of a back end of the first. He's just kind of like in between our two picks.
Yeah.
And Devin White's probably 10 picks before we're going to get. So, like, we're just not in a good linebacker area.
Nope.
Maybe Mack Wilson with your second pick if he fell. But
I don't think.
I don't either. I don't see it happening. Corners, we don't really care about. Safeties, we don't really care about. So, do you take a receiver? Do you take Dexter Lawrence? I think if you're going best player available, I think Dexter Lawrence is better than these guys. I mean, DK Metcalf might be better, but.
Yeah, but I don't know if. I want to take back-to-back D tackles.
No, that seems kind of bizarre.
Yep. So, and at that point, I'm down between Paris Campbell, Debo Samuel, or Elgton Jenkins from Mississippi State, the center guard.
Wait, who? Campbell, Debo Samuel, or?
Or Jenkins, the center or guard, center slash guard.
Now, who do you think you could get in the third if you waited? You think one of these receivers would still be there? Or do you think
Bradbury
would be there?
I think your best bet is to hope Bradbury's there. Yeah. I do not think you're going to get any other one. I think Bradbury's your best bet to get in round four.
So we go receiver
round
here?
Round three. Yeah, I think we go probably. I mean, at that point, I want to go Metcalf or Brown because they're like.
I think you
gods.
Have to go Metcalf.
Yeah, I mean, he's. He's awesome. And then at this point, you just call Thielen a slot receiver.
Well, yeah. And when you go three wide, then what's the problem with having him? I thought DK Metcalf is more of like, I don't know, top 15 pick.
I did too.
Isn't he like ripped to shreds?
Yeah. He's the guy at the end of the day.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think we take DK Metcalf.
Yeah. Which, again.
Shouldn't happen.
To me, it seems
happened.
A little unrealistic, but you never know.
Dude,
guys fall.
We almost came out of here with Ed Oliver and DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
Ed Oliver probably, you know, actually, no, I will not make that sort of joke. We've had a really good podcast so far. So
entering the third round, we filled both our main needs with what I feel like is best player available.
Yes. And Elgton Jenkins. Still on the board.
There's quite a few guys still on the board, so we'll start the third round. I'm thinking we need maybe a little more line. Really anything. I think we can just do best player.
Yep.
There goes Jenkins to the Bucks.
Bradbury's still on the board. Still there. Yeah, might still be there.
No, let's not forget we have Vernon Davis as our tight end. We could always get a younger guy. Bradbury got taken by the Dolphins.
Yep. Ooh, I'm a fan of trades. The Lions want to move up.
Seven spots
to give us a fourth.
Do we want to do trades though, or do you think that's drop down to the fourth to get, or do you think that's cheating a little? I mean, trades happen.
Trades do happen, and I.
Do you like the trading back seven spots to pick up a fourth, or trading back like 30 spots to pick up a fourth and a fifth? I kind of like the Lion trade.
I do too. I like going back seven spots and picking up a fourth.
Because we don't have a fourth, right?
No, we don't have a fifth. Still have a
fifth, okay.
So we could again. Yeah, no, I'm taking a line.
Should we take it?
I'm taking a line.
We're gonna trade back.
Because that was proposed
and
to us.
If it wasn't Bradbury, if Bradbury was sitting there, I wouldn't have done it, but he got taken right before us.
So. No.
Who did the Lions end up taking? Caden Smith, tight end.
Okay.
That's not bad. All right, so we're back on the clock.
Back on the clock.
I think maybe we'll check. We already took a receiver, so we'll take maybe tight end. We got your boy Isaac still there.
Oh, I'm a fan of that.
Sermer is pretty good, too. This guy doesn't like him, clearly. He's way down the board. Tackles. This guy's decent. I don't know if he fits our scheme, though.
Yeah. Ben Schall. I told you he had that German last name.
Ben Schall.
I was talking about him. That Eric McCoy's always around. I don't know much about him. Anyone you see that pops out at you?
Not really. Not that's like super surprising that they're there.
No, because I was...
Receiver got picked over by the time we came up. So good.
No, I was kind of hoping to get Bobby Evans.
Yeah, I always like getting him late.
So at this point, I kind of like the idea of taking maybe Sharping or...
The tackle?
Yep.
Is he good? Is he a good...
good zone scheme? I'm not 100% sure.
Let's find out. Let's go. This is what we do. We Max Sharpling, is it?
Sharping. No L. Drop the L.
Drop the L. And we'll do draft profile, and usually the draft network pops up.
Which is a great source.
Great. Great source. He's good. So he's out of Northern Illinois, so it's a small school guy, huh?
Yep.
6'6", 320. Roll down.
Slender. Probably fits the athletic tackle bill.
So best trade is experience, worst trade is feet.
Oof.
Issues will limit him in either a man or zone run blocking scheme. His best NFL fit may be inside a guard. Not sure. Feet are clunky and slow. I don't think he's a good fit for our zone.
No kick slide isn't smooth and looks choppy. I'm not a fan of that.
We read four sentences on it.
Because more or less with a zone scheme, you need good footwork.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to cross guys and stuff like that.
He hasn't, yeah. Max Sharpley didn't make our squad there. Sorry, buddy.
I want to trade back.
Yeah, we already did that.
I don't like this.
We could have took Bobby Evans and not traded back. Might have been the way to go, huh?
Yeah.
How about one of these?
Somebody else must have went right before. I don't know. I thought I had my eyes on another offensive lineman before that, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no. Do we like any of these tight ends? I'm surprised that Sternberger's this far down because usually he's like the fourth or fifth one to go. But.
Okay. I do, but I don't know if I like him here.
Yeah, I feel like we could get one of those guys next round.
Yeah.
Is Eric McCoy the pick?
It's either Eric McCoy or Michael Jordan. But is Michael Jordan a fit?
Let's find out.
Because I see him around our pick in the third and fourth round a lot. So I would just like to know.
Draft review. No, not that website.
Not that Michael Jordan.
6'6", 310.
Okay.
He's kind of rolled up. Oh, he does not have a long.
Not a long profile.
Footwork is currently a mess. Yeah, far too many false steps.
But that sounds like something you can fix.
Tripping over his own feet. That's good stuff. Let's see.
Great build to play on the interior.
What about, shows lower body power at the snap. Okay, I don't know what this thing thinks it's doing. It's playing an ad on me. Powerful rush in the run game over only smaller defenders. He has noted quickness immediately out of the stance. I feel like
think he's our guy.
Doesn't sound like a scheme fit to me.
No, not our guy.
Well, we are kind of stuck here. Do we look at Chris Lindstrom?
Let's look at Chris Lindstrom. I want to take another lineman here.
I think it makes the most sense. And then you're kind of just really loading on those linemen. Because I think eventually you're going to, Reef will be gone, so you're going to need to replace him.
And, we'll NFL or Vikings Twitter will be happy. We're filling a bunch of needs.
Yeah, we're locking him in.
I'm kind of upset we did a 7-round mock, though.
Well,
if we're having this much trouble with a 3rd-round pick.
Yeah. We'll just name positions that we would take instead of actual players. But it is nice to kind of learn a little bit about these. random
linemen. Yeah, these random linemen.
Yeah.
Space blocking moves well, it's
worst trait, zone blocking.
Oof. Next. So when Chris
Lindstrom's on the board, just remember that we're not taking him.
How about Eric McCoy?
Yeah, I think that's the guy that we might just need to figure out. Eric McCoy is listed as a center, and obviously we have
Mitch Morse,
but centers can play guard.
Yep, that's a fact. Just happens that way.
6'3", 3'10".
Okay. Zone schemes at eight fit in prep. We're taking McCoy. Wait, does it say anything about being able to play both positions?
Excellent blocker in space. Works good off combo. That's good.
Competitive toughness. Elite marks.
Outstanding at F. That's good. That's good.
Didn't see twists as we're looking off mental processing.
Yeah, you know, what are you going to do? Come on, he can't be perfect. But his height.
Oh, so he's got short arms. Okay, so he's got alligator
best trait arms. Is point of attack, space, run blocking.
Sounds like a guard. Sounds like a center who's better suited at guard to me. Short arms.
I love McCoy's game and think he'll excel in a zone scheme with a skill set to be diverse and start for a long time at either center or guard. Eric McCoy, come on down.
There we go. There we go. Love it. Love this pick. I grade this a home run.
A home run. So now our offensive line, our starters, let's just say Reef, we'll say Elfline, Morse, Saffold, O'Neal, backups, Easton, Hill, and
McCoy.
That's eight linemen.
Yeah.
I think you're sitting almost done. I mean, you can grab a couple.
I feel like, aren't we missing one?
Oh, well, I mean, we still have Aviante Collins. We have Danny Isadora, who I keep hearing rumors he might just get cut because I don't know how well he
does in his
game. But yeah, we have those other randoms.
Cornelius Edison.
I mean, but that's eight good.
Yep. I don't know. I mean, that's
revamping line. Your line.
In one offseason.
Yeah.
Your best lineman from last year, Riley Reiff, is now one of your worst.
Yeah, probably him and Alfine.
Yeah.
So far we have Wilkins in the first, DK Metcalf in the second, and Eric McCoy in the third. And we are on the clock with our Lions pick, the one that we got in the trade down, right?
Yes. So do you want to? We got a couple linebackers here. I've seen that name, Bobby Okiri.
Okay.
Okorek. However you pronounce that.
Do you want to? Let's see what the tight ends ended up being. There's your boy still there.
My guy now is still there.
I still feel like Sternberger's. He's a quality ball player.
Right on.
A lot of tight ends though. We have another pick coming up soon. 18th. Yeah. So in nine.
In
picks.
Nine picks, we get another tight or another pick. How about?
You could look at the quarterback. You could do a running back.
Yeah, what do you got? I really like Rodney Anderson out of Oklahoma, the running back. Justice Hill. I like both those guys. Heard a lot of good things about Daryl Henderson.
What are you looking for in a running back? Like a two-down guy, more like Murray? I mean, Murray actually could do everything, but...
No, I'm more or less looking for a third-down back to keep away from Dalvin Cook's touches, you know?
I don't want anyone coming in on a third-down either for...
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like we're... Better off like not seeing a third down back than we are like a pot like
yeah. I feel like the guy we take, I would like him to be able to just like if Cook was hurt, like replace. But at this
okay,
point,
then at that point, I think Rodney Anderson or Justice Hill would be your guys.
Yeah,
no, but I also think you can get them later. Yeah. But yeah, you know,
you're the fourth, so like are they even better than Mike Boone? So it's kind of
yeah.
What else do we got here? I don't see
Lil Jordan Humphrey. That's one name, actually.
Should we look up some of these linebackers?
Yes,
see if they're anything?
I
Let's
look up those
Bobby
guys up.
Bobby Okwara. Because what do we have? We have a one-year deal with Jordan Hicks.
Yep.
And that's it. So who knows? What if he walks on us? What if he gets hurt again?
Yeah. Or what if he retires because he's always hurt?
So this guy's out of Stanford. I just like to see that they can cover is what I usually look for.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking for that.
Best trade is range. That's what I like to
see. Sideline to sideline. Well, I like it. Higher ceiling and coverage, perhaps. Has decent movement skills and has the ability to cover ground and zone. He's our guy.
Okay, let's look up the one guy behind
him. Nope, he's our guy.
No, we're going to look up Terrell Hanks, too.
Terrell Hanks from New Mexico State.
Terrell Hanks. Just to see because they're both pretty high in this board here.
Yep.
Let's see what he's got. Two-star recruit.
Who love it. Jersey number 2, even better.
Uh-oh. Best trait, range.
Range. Worst trait, processing.
Hank's ability and coverage, range, and urgency makes him an ideal candidate to function as a weak side linebacker and a feed thrower. 4-3, which is what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Taking on blocks, playing the line of scrimmage processing does limit his versatility. Hank should be a core special teamer.
Still new to playing linebacker after transitioning from safety.
To linebacker as a senior.
He's probably got a smaller body. What's his measurables at right now? What are they at?
6'2", 235.
Okay, so he's kind of like that Levante David size.
Yeah, he's a pretty small fella for a... He's not big, that's for sure.
No.
Ability to carry routes versus running backs, tight ends. So what do we like? We like him or do we like this Okafor guy? Terrell Hanks out of New Mexico or Bobby Okiki?
I like Bobby.
We're taking Bobby. All right, out of Stanford, we're going Bobby.
I don't like the fact that... Terrell is a smaller bodied linebacker.
Yeah, and if they both have the range, then we'll just take the linebacker.
Oh.
So we're not going to make another trade right now.
Oh, yeah, let's get 2 fists.
No.
Slick Rick would do it.
You could do that 100 times in this damn thing. Okay, so we're back on the clock again. I think this time we got to take a tight end.
Yep.
I think that's the one we've been kind of waiting on to see where they go.
And my guy not is there.
My guy and your guy are still there. Well, who do we want?
I don't really know much about your guys, so let's meet in the middle and take Caleb Wilson.
let's look at my guy, the Sternberger. Texas A&M.
Okay.
6'4", 250.
Okay. Redshirted junior, so he'd be 22 coming out.
22, remember that. That's big. His best trait is athleticism and yak.
Oh.
Worst is route running.
Okay. You can fix route running.
Yeah, you can't teach athleticism.
No.
Physically and athletically, Sternberger is the ideal receiving tight end with good hands and speed to stretch the field.
He's still growing as a route runner, but that's okay. Like we said, we'll need to prove he can hang with the big boys as a blocker. We're looking for a move tight end, though. We're not really looking for the blocker.
We have plenty of blocking. Apparently, there's a lot more about him. Best trait, versatility as receiver. Worst trait, contact powers of blocker.
It's fine. We're not looking for a blocker. Yep.
I mean, he fits what we're looking for.
Yeah.
By year 3-2, Sternberger can be a dynamic, versatile, and productive starter for an NFL offense.
Okay.
So, and then let's take a look at your guy. What was his name? Isaac?
Isaac Nauta. N-A-U-T-A. Yeah. Out of Georgia.
I like the school.
5-star recruit.
Yeah. That's underperformer then, maybe? 6'4", 250. Similar size then.
Yeah.
And he's going to be how old?
21.
Okay.
Yep. He'll be 22. He'll be 22. I saw his birthday. I had to do some math real quick.
So his best trait is ball skills and blocking. Worst trait is separation quickness. That's got me a little scared there, right?
Yeah. Well, that's I know. We talked about that earlier.
Okay.
But like out of a tight end, big body guy.
Okay. Blessed with good speed and good hands, can make plays vertically and is a bull after the catch, but doesn't have ideal separation ability against sticky man coverage. Blockers like Nada don't come along at the position often, making him a high floor prospect with little downside as a mid-late day two pick.
That's
a second round pick. Oh. He'll contribute his rookie. The question is how dynamic a receiving option Nada can come over time. So I don't know. Sounds like he's more of an all around good player with a lot of upside,
yep.
And the other guy's more of a dog shit blocker but a real good receiver.
Yep. And so basically, are we going to go for the Kyle Rudolph mold? Or what we want, which is an athletic tight end. And at this point, I'm thinking Sternberger is the way to go.
I think he fits what we're looking for a little bit. Because I think we have David Morgan and Conklin to play that other kind of role. So should we take him?
Yeah, let's take him. I'm upset. I didn't get my guy.
Well, it shouldn't have said all that stuff about him not being able to get open. You know, it scared me off.
Hey, man.
Also, they praise his blocking too much. I'm looking for a bad block.
Yeah, but you should see him with his soft hands. Just plucks it.
You like his soft hand. There, he just went. He went in the fourth there. Your boy.
It's too bad. I'm upset.
All right, I think we've hit the fifth round.
We have hit the fifth round. We'd like to get a
developmental
quarterback here in the next couple rounds.
We're
going
to have to wait till the sixth round to talk about quarterbacks.
We'd like to get a running back.
Yeah.
So right now we're looking, while we kind of get to our pick, we kind of want a quarterback, a running back.
Otherwise, you're looking at just depth. Like pieces. I'd take a D lineman just as like a maybe a big fat nose or a athletic D end.
Yep. Maybe another offensive lineman, yeah, but
probably not. Probably not actually.
Like maybe a safety.
Yeah, safety would be good because we're gonna lose Ioka, we're gonna lose Sendejo.
Yep.
You're gonna need, even if he's just a special teams ace type, you know, one that's just, so we're moving on to the sixth. We are pick 17 and pick 35 in this round. I think that is a comp pick.
Yes, it is a comp pick.
There's Hunter Renfro.
Oh, little slot guy. Are the Patriots ahead of us? They'll take him for sure.
Cleveland Browns took him. All right, we are on the clock. So do you recognize these quarterbacks? Ryan Finley.
Easton Stick from NDSU.
Easton Stick is his name.
Yep. I like Trace McSorley out of all these guys. But that Jake Browning, he, as a senior in high school, threw 91 touchdown passes.
Wow.
In 3 years as a starter in high school, he threw 221 touchdowns to like 16 interceptions.
My gosh.
Yeah.
What's with the fall of Bryce Love?
I have no idea. Because last year it sounded like he was going to be a top,
yeah,
like top running back. But
I mean, he wouldn't be someone in these late rounds I wouldn't mind snagging.
Well,
receiver, I don't think we really need at this point, right?
Probably. If there's a good player, yeah, I wouldn't mind taking a stab at one. But like, I don't really know one right now.
Big nose guy, I don't know.
Big nose guy would be Ed Alexander. He'd fit that as a nose.
Is he?
Yeah. He doesn't.
LSU?
Yeah, he's not like a big, like, he's not as big as Linval, but I think he's 325 or so, 330. So he's a bigger boy.
Oh, that's Devin White. So they don't, I don't think they have a thing on him.
Oh, no. Ed Alexander? Oh, no. Jessica? Oh. Strange.
Maybe read this one. Ed Alexander, 6'3, 330. Space eater in the trenches with a terrific first step. After getting healthy and lowering his body fat percentage, started at nose tackle. So he, I mean, you could plug him in as your maybe guy that replaces Linval one day.
Yep.
Wow, the edge is like 10 guys left.
That's crazy.
I don't know any of these clowns.
Nope, don't know any of them.
Let's look at safeties.
Safeties. Any? Let's look at Ugo Amadi out of Oregon.
Have you ever heard of him, or are you just like?
No, I'm just going off the name. We need to, you know, look at someone.
Amadi, right? These guys are so randoms. And oh, it's Amadi with an A.
Oh, okay, Amadi.
There he is. The draft network's got a scouting report on him.
There we go. Like
number 7. That's,
okay,
that's the way to do it.
Senior.
5'9".
Whoa.
They don't even know his date of birth. Impossibly fluid mover in space.
Has issues with catch man coverage. We'll get caught with dead feet at contact point. A downhill player who loves to tackle, stays out of scrums. Not a Zimmer guy.
No, this doesn't look like a Zimmer guy.
No.
Let's look at the highest one on the board. Lucas Dennis.
Lucas Dennis. Like, I've heard two first names.
Yeah, is that good?
It could be bad. Well, you got Harrison. No, Harrison Smith. Smith's not a first
name. Yeah, that's
name.
Not a... Anthony Harris. Harris?
Anthony Harris, yeah. Another safety here, 5'11".
Okay.
He's tied for second nationally with 7 interceptions.
I like this guy's better. Very quick in the open field. I like when they just kind of give a nice ending to it. Best trait, feet. What's COD?
Does it have anything to do with...
I don't like how his worst trait is competitive hips. Toughness. I feel like that's a... That's
and
a,
his worst film is against Clemson.
Yeah, I feel like I can't take this guy. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't take guys that aren't competitive. That's just not...
That's not our guy. Thing. How about Darius West? Kentucky's defense was pretty good this year.
Really? Darius West? Yep. Okay. This is how you learn about people, you know? You just throw a little Google on them.
The draft network.
It doesn't look like it's going to be the right place. But yeah, he's not in there. Mm. Not good. If you don't have a scouting report, you're clearly not good. But sometimes you can go to this place. Let's try draft scout.
All right.
Awful. See, this is why you don't go to this website.
4.6/4.40 projected. All right.
This guy's so bad that he doesn't even have a thing, and that's not good. You know.
No.
6'2", 10.
No birthday. He's got nothing.
Mock to the fifth. Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Late round selection. Yeah, you know, it's...
I think you take him. Late round selection.
Yeah, I mean, we're in the fifth. It seems a little early.
No, we're in the sixth now.
Oh, you're right. We're in the sixth. We just pulled the trigger on a safety.
Yep. John Battle, LSU product.
John Battle. So...
He's going to go to battle
for us. We don't really care who that
was. We just want a safety. We're thinking maybe a safety or something around.
Yeah, a safety for, you know, you got special teams purposes, the fact that we only have who's the big guy? Jaron Curse as a backup. I don't think we have anyone else, do we?
No, we do not.
Yeah, these guys are so bad, there's not even things about them. All right, so we are on the clock again in the sixth. Got our safety. Should we talk maybe a quarterback or running back?
Yeah, let's talk maybe quarterback.
Yeah, we could hit a quarterback.
I'd say Ryan Finley.
Yeah, I think he's probably the clear choice here. Should we take him? You want to read about him anything or just pull the trigger on him?
No, let's pull the trigger on him.
I've
heard about Ryan Finley. They're hyping him up before the season. They're hyping him up before the season, like Maroons.
Now we're on to the seventh where we have two picks.
We got a quarterback, we got a safety, so a running back and a D lineman are kind of what we're going to take stabs at, or unless there's a clear
Zimmer dot. Corner, maybe.
Yep. Another wide receiver potentially.
Bryce Love is still there. I said we take him if he's still
there. If Bryce Love's still there, we'll take him.
You know, people disrespected Bryce Love.
Still like 10 more picks?
Not a lot of running backs going right now.
No.
This guy's got his running backs way down the chute. Whoa, where are we? No, we're pick 33.
Yeah, so we don't have a seventh. We have two seventh-round comp picks. Yeah.
We're on the clock. Bryce Love?
We'll take Bryce Love. Stanford.
Another Stanford boy. Didn't we take, Bobby Okereke or whatever his name is from Stanford.
And Bryce Love was in the Heisman running last year.
Yeah, so you're getting a guy.
2 years ago, but.
I mean, he's fallen a long ways, but. And we are back on the clock with our final pick.
Kicker. Let's get a kicker on this roster.
Another LSU guy?
Or do we want an Oklahoma guy? Let's look up the kickers.
Yeah, we should.
We could use a kicker.
Do you think that Zimmer would have the balls to draft a kicker again?
Absolutely
I don't think he
not.
Will. No. There's God, no way. No. There's no way he'll draft a kicker again. The fans would be like, really, dude? You think you're just some kicking master?
Well, we've got a new special teams coach, or we need one. So maybe we want some old one.
All right, let's see.
This guy's 5'9". I like it. You know? Went to the Senior Bowl, 15-17 on kicks. Also averaged 41.4. See, why don't people do more like punting and kicking? Just do both.
Because
kickers are a waste of a roster spot, but punters aren't.
So if you could get both, then you're
you just label them as a punter kicker. Like then you're
so
great.
This guy, WalterFootball.com, has the LSU Cole Tracy as his
number one kicker.
He was 5 for 5 in the upset over Georgia, 25 of 29.
All but one of his misses coming in the 50-plus yard range.
He has not missed an extra point. He won best kicker after 2017 ever. He was 27 of 29 in his junior year, playing for Assumption College. And then the other guy, fucking ads, man. Savages. Seabird has been very accurate, hitting 15-17, like we said, and he kicked well previously, nailing 81% as a junior. I think I like Cole Tracy.
I'm a fan of Cole Tracy.
All right, let's draft a kicker, Cole Tracy, in the final pick. The Viking fans will hate it, but we're doing it.
Oh, sometimes you just got to fill a hole.
Sometimes. All right, we are finished. It's over.
It's fantastic. Our draft class was...
Let's start right over. I think it should show it right here. Yeah, we got Christian Wilkins, 18th overall, defensive tackle. He'll be the 3-tech role. In the second round, we got DK Metcalf, who somehow fell to the second round.
Yeah, I don't know how he fell
maybe he had a bad combine. Didn't run as fast as people expected. You know?
Yeah, or maybe he smoked a little poppy for the combine.
Yeah.
You know, turned out with some yellow piss.
Not the receiver that I think we were thinking about kind of going for, more of a speed guy, but this dude has got upside like nobody's business. So.
Yep, I'm a fan of Metcalf.
And like you said, once we go 3-wide, you kick Thielen inside, kick Diggs inside.
Like you're it's matchup hell. And also you're... Little Jake Sternberger action thrown in there, too.
Uh-huh. Along with Vernon Davis, T. teaching him a little something. Well, and, you know, Thielen's contract runs out. Maybe DK Metcalf takes off with him and Diggs are the two guys. Yeah. So in the third round, we took center Eric McCoy. He'll
center guard.
Yep. He'll battle for either the backup center spot or backup for or maybe battle for a starting guard spot with Elfline and Easton.
Yeah, he's a third-round pick. You never know what can come out of those guys.
Fourth round was
Bobby Okereke is what it sounds like.
Yeah, linebacker out of Stanford. Like. Sounded like he had the range to cover.
Yep. Yeah, he was a cover linebacker. We like that.
That was a pick we traded down in the third. We got Eric McCoy and gained that pick.
Yep.
So in our original fourth round pick, we took Chase Sternberger, the tight end of Texas A&M, our second Texas A&M player. Because we took we kind of did the Zimmer thing. We got I think we have two Stanfords, two LSUs, and two Texas A&M.
Oh, love it.
What did I say? Zimmer. I mean Spielman.
Yep.
Remember when he did that with the Greg Childs and. Curious Wright, and there's like three other.
Arkansas, and then there's
a few of them, yeah. So we're pulling that up again. In the sixth, we took a safety, John Battle, who knows.
And a developmental quarterback, Ryan Finley, NC State.
Yep. In the seventh, Bryce Love, and the kicker at LSU.
Yeah, Cole Tracy.
Cole Tracy. So should we just run through what our starting lineup would be going into the next season?
Yeah, let's just throw it out there.
Well, quarterback Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
We added a developmental guy.
Yeah.
And Kyle Slaughter.
And Kyle Slaughter.
That's solid, I think. I'd be happy with that. Running backs, we got
Bryce Love, Dalvin Cook, Mike Boone, Rock Thomas.
Yeah. So I think that's solid. I mean, Bryce Love could be garbage, not make the team, but I still feel comfortable with Mike Boone as our backup. So
yep. Go run out, get Amir Abdullah.
Yeah, those be a kick return. There's running backs lying all over the place. Mm-hmm. Let's go to tight end. We cut Rudolph. But we signed Vernon Davis, and we drafted Chase Sternberger.
Yep, and we also have David Morgan and Tyler Conklin on the roster.
So I think it's an upgrade.
Yep.
All right, receiver, we let Eldrick go. Treadwell is still around. We did not trade or...
Fans are going to hate that we took another Ole Miss wide receiver.
Yeah, but you did it in the second.
But you know what? You judge the player, not the logo on the helmet. Yeah,
and I do feel like... Maybe after the draft, when you've got DK Metcalf and you have Diggs and Thielen, that's when you shop around Treadwell and say, dude, there's just not even a
competitive path
for
spot,
you to play. So let's get a sixth round pick, seventh round pick for him. So, but yeah, the top three would be Diggs, DK Metcalf, and Thielen. Yeah. You got Chad Beebe, you got Brandon Zylstra, those kind of guys. And then offensive line, we re-signed Nick Easton.
Yes.
We cut Remmers.
Yep.
We brought back Rashad Hill on a tender, and then we signed Mitch Morse and Roger Saffold.
Yeah, which was...
Plus, we drafted Eric McCoy.
And we added McCoy.
Three new players, which you talked about, two to three. We added three, and we brought Easton back, and we brought Rashad Hill back. So from left to right, you got Reef. The battle at that spot's going to be...
Elfline, Easton, McCoy.
Yeah, you got three guys battling for one spot. Mitch Morse at center, Roger Saffold at guard, Brian O'Neill, right tackle. That's at least three new starters, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, if Elfline wins the battle, it's only two new starters.
Okay.
But you're making Elfline earn it, and your depth is way better.
I really like that offense.
I do, too. I mean, that offense is...
That's a good offense.
And you could even replace some of the... Like, let's say, you know, DK Metcalf, maybe that's a stretch, but even if you took Debo Samuel in the
Paris
second...
Campbell.
Yeah, and then say you didn't get Mitch Morse and Saffold, and you got... Even Mitch Morse and just a different, even a guard that's solid.
Maybe it was DJ Fluker.
Yeah, and then you added, you know, the Easton to be the, and then the draft pick. Like, that's enough, I feel like, to be much better going into next season.
Definitely.
So on the defensive side of the ball, we let Barr walk. We let Richardson walk. On the D-line, we restructured Griffin.
Yep.
But we have him still.
Griffin and Hunter. And then we drafted Christian Wilkins.
To be the new three tech, sitting next to Linval.
Yep.
Linebackers, we got Jordan Hicks on a great team-friendly deal. 1 year, though. And then we have Kendricks.
And then we drafted a potential replacement.
At a Stanford, for Hicks. I think.
Yep.
And then corners, we didn't touch.
Yep, those remain the same. We drafted a safety. We re-signed Harris.
Cut Sendejo.
Let Ioka walk. Added a safety late round. And rolling everything back. Kicker, punter. We drafted a kicker.
Because we didn't really sign one. But we have $2 million left. So if they wanted to, they could obviously adjust some stuff, go sign a veteran kicker or whatnot. But I don't know. I feel like if this is what happened, this is like a home run offseason.
Oh, I agree. I agree. Like, I did not expect it to play out like that.
No.
I was expecting you to kind of start taking lower tier linemen and try and fill in your defensive, all your defense in the free agency. But, filling the offensive line in free agency the way it fell, I mean.
I like it because I do like some of the offensive linemen in the draft. But when you have guys like Christian Wilkins following you or Ed Oliver fell or, Tillery's there, or Devin Bush, or these guys are just, they feel like they can, it's kind of, I don't know, it just feels funner, it feels like it's more impactful, even though linemen's do mean a lot, but if you can find a Mitch Morse who's already, is already a good NFL starter.
And 5 years, $45 million, I feel like that's kind of the range he's going to go around, he might go a little more, but that's a really good deal for a good player, in my opinion.
Yeah, and then we got Saffold on a four-year deal, so going forward, you'd have Saffold, Morse, O'Neal as your like core three
for
Reeves here for this year. Maybe he's got next year because we drafted McCoy, brought back Easton. Elfline's still there. I mean, you're still only paying two guys once we went to get rid of Reef, which would probably be next year.
So it's like you said, this is a home run offseason if it happens.
I'd rather have Jordan Hicks on a cheap 1 year deal than bring Barr back on a 5 year deal.
Oh yeah,
you know, because I don't trust Barr. I like Barr. I don't trust him. I don't.
I'll give you that.
You know.
I mean, you never seem to know what you're going to get out of him from game to game.
He's got everything to be a beast, and it just doesn't seem like it's ever. And I would rather have Vernon Davis and Rudolph straight up on this team.
Yeah, probably.
Especially if you get Vernon Davis for a couple million bucks compared to having to pay Rudolph three or four or the seven he originally wants. So I do like you got to pair Vernon Davis with a rookie athletic tight end, though.
And yeah, and if the athletic tight end proves that he's better than Vernon Davis, you can cut Vernon Davis
and just let him walk.
Yeah, it's 35-year-old tight end. Who cares?
So, I don't know. I think we nailed it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll do another one of these after free agency, once we actually see what the Vikings do. What do you actually think we're going to do in free agency? I think we get one good offensive lineman, and we get like one other random thing.
Yeah, I
don't think it's going to be anything like this. Like, we got two good linemen and a good linebacker. I don't count Vernon Davis and Easton as much,
there's no way we end up anywhere near Morris, Hicks, Evan. We might get one of those three.
Yeah, but I'd
we will happy. Not. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. But we will not get all three.
Yeah, if we got Roger Saffold and that's it, okay, fine by me. Oh. Let's hit the draft. Let's try to, do you think we're gonna bring back Barr Richardson once they hit the open market and see what they're actually being offered?
Barr is more likely to come back than Richardson. Yeah.
I wonder if they worry about how much money that is to be paying your linebackers. Because Barr will at minimum be getting what Kendrick's got. Yeah. So that's like $20 million a year for your two linebackers. Is that smart money allotment? Maybe.
Probably
I don't know.
Not.
Yeah. So I almost feel like once Kendrick's accepted the deal, it was kind of like, well, sorry, Barr. Like, we're not going to put that much money into linebackers.
Yeah, we're at least not going to give you more than we gave Kendrick's.
Yeah.
Like I said, I feel like we gave Kendrick's the deal we were going to give Barr.
Yeah, it's almost like the offer to Barr. He said no. Let's go give it to Kendricks. And
let's not lose both of them.
Now what do you do? So, and I kind of agree with you on the Richardson thing too. I think the Vikings are going to look at this draft and go, we could probably get a real good three tech in the second round or a really good one in the first round. Not pay for Richardson. And then, if you do sign Saffold and lost Barr and Richardson, you're going to end up with a comp pick too.
Yeah.
So, it seems like we kind of, everything worked out for us, even after Paradis screwed us and took Peanuts to go play for the Patriots,
Which turned out better for us, because we got Morris and Saffold.
We ended up getting two guys, so.
Oh.
But yeah, I'd be happy if the Vikings got one top lineman in the free agency.
Yep.
And then, obviously, maybe a Vernon Davis type, or a Max Williams, or a random fast receiver, something.
I hope we're on the short list for, guys, in their first 3 days.
That they want to at least come here. We're not as, what's the word? Like a sod after spot after last year. The year before, 13-3, people were I think Sheldon Richardson was the kind of player that was like, dude, I'll be the final piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. You went and added Kirk Cousins? Okay.
You got one more hole and I'm the guy and $6 million, whatever, let's do it. Yeah. So
let's play football.
8-7-1. Not quite the draw that 13-3 was, so. I think that wraps it up. Hour and a half. Solid.
Yeah, good deal. And then we'll come back in a week or so. I don't know what we'll do then.
There's Combine coming up in 2 weeks. Maybe we can talk a little bit about that. I don't know.
Yeah. Or maybe we'll just might have to push it off for another
week
until
something
Combine
happens. Yeah.
So yeah, you know the drill. Follow us on all the social media accounts at Grapes and Gorak. And we'll see you guys next time.
Yeah, next time.
Next time.
Whenever that is.